Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. With Tina. You are listening to, joining Courtesy and Blog Talk Radio New Age Guild. Thank you guys so much for joining. We have, and I say this every time, we have an awesome show tonight. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's not just about me and what I bring and what the cards bring. It's about what you bring, right? And so when we do these shows and we get to connect, whether it's online, by phone, radio, whatever, however it is, when we get to connect, our energy, whether it's frenetic, calm, maybe a little anxious, right? We still get to feel and know that we're not alone. And so I'm sitting here ready, prepared to tune and tap in with you, to join and connect with you, right? And I'm not gonna lie, feeling a little off-center. There's a lot going on. And at first I was feeling like, wow, this is a tough place to be. I might be letting someone down. What's going on? How can I make this better? All of that talk, right? And it may sound familiar to you, because as I was thinking about that and preparing, I realized I'm not the only one. And so I may be connecting with those that are feeling, experiencing the same or have, and are moving past it, maybe in the middle of it, or maybe even just before. So that being said, dear listeners, I just want to take a moment to thank you for being in the same place in the same time as me and sharing this space. Today is Wednesday, September the 25th. Oh my gosh, September the 25th. We might as well write off the rest of September, right? But we can't, because every single day is important, especially for those of you that have a birthday today. So shout out goes to Lawrence for his 30th birthday. Wishing you light, love, happiness, adventure, memories, success during your 30th year on this planet. If you guys want to call in, you're absolutely welcome to 760-888-5700. Call-in number for today's show, 760-888-5700. Now, here's the beauty of the show. We get to, you get to, ask what might be on your mind regarding just about anything, just about any aspect of your life. You get to bring that to the table, right? I get to give you and support you with a high level of response from the cards, right? From the tarot cards. I want you to keep in mind that what comes through is often the tip of what's going on for you, but it's not the entirety of what's going on for you, right? And I say that just to specify, you have a lot going on, and there's often many more elements to what's shaken down for you than sometimes what you're aware of, and sometimes what we don't even know until we start getting more specific with the questions and the energy around what's going on for you. That being said, I encourage you to reach out to me individually and we can catch up on what's going on for you and allow ourselves the time and the space to get under what's really going on or what might be an aspect of what's going on that you might not know about, right? So I encourage you, no reason why not, to catch up with me online. You can find me at ihertarot.com, ihertarot.com. You can find me on social media. That's the way of the world, isn't it? And you can find me at T-A-R-O-T. That's I Hear Tarot. All one word, no spaces. Look me up on social media, Facebook. If you find me on Facebook, that gives you an idea. If you scroll through my posts, that gives you an idea of how I read, right? So you can kind of imagine, since we're not face-to-face, kind of imagine what a reading would look like, especially if you've never had one. We are going to talk about the mind. Ooh, the mind and the body, right? Those are two entirely different aspects of who and what we are, right? The mind and the body. But we're going to talk about the mind and how it leads the body and how the body follows, right? That sounds so simple. But for any of you out there that run or that do extreme sports, maybe biking, we're going to talk about how that is absolutely evident. And you're probably already shaking your head, right? Or you paint or you're a musician, probably already shaking your head on where this is going. What the mind feels, thinks is where the body goes and does, right? We're going to talk about that. But before we do, because I love getting to connect with you, let's go ahead and take our first caller. Laura, my dear, is that you?
Thanks for taking.
Hi. Hi, Laura. Are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, my dear. Are you calling from Jersey? Is that what I understand?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you so much for staying up with us. What's on your mind?
I just want to know what you might pick up around my job right now. I'm on a contract, and I was wondering what you might see for me around getting another contract.
Okay, my dear. So have we talked before?
Yeah, but we got cut off last time, and I wasn't able to continue. It was weird. I was talking, and all of a sudden, everything went dead.
Okay. No, because your voice sounds familiar to me. So I don't totally remember what we said when we got cut off, but you're just wanting to know if you're going to complete this contract and move on to a new one, or do you want to stay with where you are right now?
Well, I'm open to moving on now if something better comes along now, or if I should stay until January. As long as I know I'm not going to have a gap in employment, that's my concern.
Okay. Right. Okay, so hold on a second because something was coming through. They were talking about you being very practical with this approach. So, yes, what they were saying was where you are right now, you're factoring in the time and effort and energy of what you created to this point, right? And is it going to be worth jumping ship or, again, more importantly, not having a gap? So let me see what they want to say for you, Laura, in general. And then we're going to look at specifics, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Laura, so I know this isn't what you asked, but it's what's coming through, so I'm going to share with you, okay?
Okay.
A couple elements are showing up in your cards. One of them is coming through for some reason as a masculine influence. I can't tell if that's a boss or a significant other. Is there someone like that that might be influencing what it is you're doing in any capacity?
My boss.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm trying to get the feeling for him because I'm getting like, So I'm getting two sides for him, right? I'm getting there's a lesson in this job for you. And there's experience, and it almost feels like, Laura, you've gotten everything out of this that you need, and you're ready to move on. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yeah, and so the reason it's coming through so, I almost feel like, dramatically is because there's emotion on this. You just come through as really knowing your stuff and holding your space, and for some reason, this masculine influence comes in as almost crowding your space, or it's just time for your spaces to be in different places. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So energetically, it just feels like definitely it's time for you to move on. You've learned everything you can. And there's almost like they're saying for you, Laura, it's like a double-edged sword where there's value in holding your space and holding your own. And then it gets to be on a coin. It gets to be too much and it's draining from you. And you're kind of in that middle ground right now where holding your space is good, but it could be pretty soon where holding that space just isn't serving you anymore. So you're feeling energetically like you need to move and you've learned everything you can and you have. So that might answer part of your question. Now let's look at the gap because it feels like that's a big concern for you too. So your question was, should you stay until January? Are you looking for other jobs right now or are you just kind of wanting to decide what you want to do first?
I'm deciding what I want to do. I have been looking at a couple jobs and I was thinking I should go ahead and apply to them. But I wasn't sure if I should wait until January. But then if I wait until January, it's like for a contractor, you can put several irons in a fire and only one comes through. And November and December are difficult to get jobs because of the holidays. So I'm just wondering if I wait until January to look, will that be too late for me to get a job? Or should I start looking now?
So I asked the cards if you should start looking for another job now. And they came back and said yes. And the reason they came back and said yes is because, again, they're reaffirming that what you've got going on right now seems to be coming to its completion, to its term, right? And it also feels like you're going to be doing something different. But they're not telling me what that different is. They're not showing me that yet, but they're saying it's something different. And so they're almost wanting you to, like, they're being really supportive and letting you know that you've got a lot of options. So I don't know if you've considered looking in a different field or maybe expanding what it is you're doing right now, but they are saying there might be value to that for you. So yes, start looking and getting a feel of what really moves you. And they're saying you'll really start to know, hey, this is worth the risk. Hey, this is really worth tweaking my resume. This is really worth reaching out for me. And you'll start to see that, and you'll know more and more of what direction you want to take, even though you haven't officially landed or taken that step.
Okay. That sounds great.
It does. Let me just tell you, and I know we have to take our next call, but let me just tell you, Laura, your cards are coming up with you definitely are ready to veer down a different path. And there's a lot of brightness around you, a lot of openness. I'm getting a lot of sun around you and fire. So that's a lot of excitement and energy. And it feels like it's kind of been time for this move to come up for you, which I get why you're being cautious because you've been heading down a direction that's been working for you. But definitely time for a move energetically. And you might feel that in other aspects of your life where you're like, nothing's really moving me right now. And it's because your time is coming up. This year is going to complete, and 2020 is going to be pretty, pretty exciting for you, Laura. It's like already surfacing in your card. So you might feel the extra weight of that because you're already anticipating some changes coming up in the new year, and you can't even see them yet, but they're good. It feels really good for you.
Oh, great. Great. I needed that. Thank you so much.
I got that, and I feel it. I see it, my love. You've got this beautiful Ace of Rods and this 21, which is the world. So hang on a little bit, my love. I know it's really difficult, especially right now when energy starts to pull from you. And you're not wrong. Your intuition, you're pretty tapped in and knowing what's not working for you. So just keep holding your space. I know it's not easy. And then catch back up with me so we can look at this more specifically month by month.
I will. Thank you so much, Tina. I appreciate the reading.
All right,
Melanie,
you take care. Thank you,
too.
Bye. Bye. Okay, my loves, let me just reiterate. When I say and encourage, catch back up with me, I mean that in my heart of hearts because there is so much more that we get to look at, understand when it's one-on-one, just you and me, and we don't have the limitations of not that there's anything wrong with it, but we don't have the limitations of the radio show, right? And so I want, love to be a support for you. And it's awesome when we look at the cards like this, where they're indicating, like for Laura, hey, your year is like ending in more ways than one. Your life is beginning. Things are beginning in more ways than one next year, right? And so, like, wow, what does that mean? Let's talk about it, right? And it's like saying, you're going to win the lotto. You're not going to walk away after someone says you're going to win the lotto. You're going to say, okay, let's talk about those numbers. Let's talk about what month. Let's talk about what week. Let's talk about what this looks like. And which lotto are you talking about? So, and not that I'm at all saying that Tarot is going to tell you about the lotto and the numbers to choose. But that's my example. When God, Source, Spirit, Universe says something as meaningful as things are going to change for you in 2020, that's something we want to talk about. That's what we want to learn and understand more about, right? We don't want to walk away from that. Because Universe, I'm not going to lie, and you guys can speak to this too, Universe doesn't always hang around waiting to give us what we want. Universe will provide, but most often, right? Don't need to preach, but most often, Universe is not just going to say, hey, you just let me know when you're ready. It's just like, you almost have to look at Universe like a person, right? And a person that you don't see that often. And so when, just for the sake of visualization, just imagine someone that, oh, it's almost like a gift to have them in your presence. Could be a friend, could be a family member. Ooh, imagine, it could even be a celebrity. Let's make it like that. It's a celebrity, right? Or whoever it may be for you. Someone that's almost unobtainable, with whom you would never, almost never cross paths, right? Gosh, we could even make it to Buddha. Oh my gosh, we could make it so many different things. Buddha, right? Ugh, Ganesh, whomever we want it to be. Just imagine they appear in our lives. And they're like, here you go. Here's what you've been asking for. And they offer it to you in the palm of their hand. Can you imagine this, right? And then we get so busy in our lives. We get so busy with all the details around us and timing and whatever and the details, right? And Universe is offering the palm of their hand what it is we want. And we put our heads down because we've only been doing things a certain way. And we're like, well, I'm not used to this, so let me keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm going to get to that anyways. And Universe is like, yeah, but I have it right here. I mean, I didn't even put it in a box with a bow. It's just literally right here. Take it. And we're like, no, I got to do it the hard way. I've got to do it the way that I know how to do it. I have to, nope, sorry, got to keep going. And for whatever reason, we decide we're not worth it. We don't have the time. We'll get to it later. It'll be there when we want it. And just like when you yourself want to hand something to someone, how long do you give them? Like if you have kids, you're a teacher. I mean, it doesn't even matter. How long, honestly, think about this. How long do you give someone before you rescind your offer? If you're holding out a bag for them, if you're holding a piece of paper, whatever the case is, and you look up and you realize they're doing something else and they're not going to, what is it, 3 seconds, 5 seconds? Do you say something like, hey, here's your bag, right? Universe is like that. Universe isn't going to be like, well, I'll just keep waiting until you're ready. Universe is like, great, we'll just come back to this later. And then Universe will do its thing and come back to you later because it will. But that's what we want to look at when we look at our cards. That was a long way to get back to what my point was, which is when I say connect with me, I mean that in my heart of hearts because this is such a great way to tap into, to almost like scratch away if we're looking at a lotto ticket, scratch away that first box and see what it is we want to look at in our lives. Is it money? Is it career? Is it happiness? Is it romantic relationship? Is it family? Is it friends? Is it inner peace? Is it release? What is it that we're trying to find so that when we talk on this call, on the show, we get to scratch off one box, but there's so much more to look at and understand. And I want you to understand that. So that being said, you can find me at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. Shoot me a text. Give me a call, right? And we can talk about it. We can expand on what you got going on. Well, that being said, my loves, I do believe we have another call on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, how are you?
Hi, who is this?
This is Lisa. I'm calling from New York City.
Lisa, my dear, thanks so much for tuning in. I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. Okay. So I have a question. I would love to go back to acting school. I'm thinking about going back in 2020, to be exact.
Okay.
And when I do go back this time, things are going to be a little bit differently for me because, one, I'm a little bit older. My passion, I used to have such passion when I used to practice every day, but I don't really do that as much anymore. But mm-hmm. I want to get back into acting. I'm intuitive. I do see myself, if I practice and I get back into school, I do see myself heading into commercials, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Or even landing an acting role. So I just wanted to see, what do you pick up on that? That's if I get my tail back into school. I just wanted to see what you pick up on your end.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah. I love it. Okay, so thank you for putting the caveat and the what if to the side. So now we can focus directly on your question. Thank you for doing that. So putting everything to the side, let's just see. I want to look first, Lisa, and see what the cards have to say about you acting in general, and then we can expand more on what that looks like. But
sure.
Let's see what they want to. Yeah. So, okay. Okay. Ooh, okay. There's a few things that are coming through for you. Let me see if I can identify. It feels like there's a few different elements that are coming through for you. And one of the things is, you mentioned school already. So you're already aware that it's kind of a different game these days, and you got to like brush up, not so much on you and your passion and your capability, but kind of brush up on the language. It's almost like a language, and it's all evolved. And so getting back into that, you're ready for it, right? That's what I hear you saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So here's the thing. The other issue that's coming up or could be a concern for you is – you got it going on. Like, you, the moment you started talking, the cards were like, yeah, she's got it. Not a question. For you, my love, the biggest concern at this point is, and you already said it, blocking off the time and saying, no way, no how, this is what I'm doing on these days. So if you go back to school, it's going to be what you can truly in your heart of hearts commit to doing. And it doesn't matter what happens in the rest of the world. You will be at the studio or at the school on this date at this time, this many days a week. That's first thing. Second thing is, what are you willing, in quotes, to sacrifice? Is it financial? Is it family? Is it hearing or getting grief from significant other family, friends? Do you follow? Because there's an energy around you doing this. It's not so much the operational part, the finances, you could work through. Especially if you want to get really analytical about it, you could block up X number of hours here. I'll compensate over here. I'll sacrifice 2 hours of sleep to make it on time. That's okay. You can handle that because you're a mom. That's no big deal for you. It feels like energetically people around you would need to know what it means to you. And it's coming through for you as this is a part of your soul. This is a part of your soul's expression. And so there's a lot of energy around you doing this and taking that step. And some people, Lisa, don't totally recognize that because that's not where they are. Do you follow?
Exactly. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So for you, my love, and you're so enriching. Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second because the cards are going on about you. You've acted before.
I'm sorry?
Have you acted before?
Yeah, I have. Yes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, my love, they are going on. For some reason, they're speaking specifically about your dramatic acting. You have a way of conveying with your eyes, with your soul, with your energy to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you almost come through as being a one-person show or a two-person show. Like, your just energy comes through as being really capable of connecting to people. And that can be really intimidating because others don't feel comfortable with you connecting with other people on such a level. Which I know it's not jealousy per se. It's just you are so, it is you. It is part of your soul. So your biggest fight is not going to be getting into school, finding the time, or finding the finances. It's going to be communicating with others in your life and letting them be comfortable with it, and then letting them not be comfortable with it. But once they realize and see more of who you are, that'll all fall to the side. But that'll probably be your biggest battle. It's not so much the operations. It's more so the emotional aspect.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. So
yes.
You be serving a lot of people. There's just a lot of positive energy around you taking this step. You just got to, what do you say? I'm doing it. You really 100% have to do it.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
very
excellent.
Exciting, my love.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Take care.
So
you're welcome. Bye.
Wow.
Okay. So, beautiful question. And I'll tell you, when we started the show, we already said, we, Universe Cards, I, you, the listeners, collective, we said this would be an interesting show because it's going to be about energy and who we are and what we bring to the table. And more than once now, we've seen how it's not just about the mechanics of what it is we want to do. It's about the energy and the beingness of what we want to do, right? So what was coming up for Laura was so interesting and such a different perspective. Her question was, hey, do I stay with the job I'm in? I'm contracted till January, or do I start looking for another job now and see what I can settle into and land for January, right? Very practical. A lot of us think that way, bridging the gap, right? What was coming through for her was you've been holding your space at this job. There's a masculine influence around her, right? And the card said, you've been holding your space. There comes a time when the value of you holding your space no longer serves. And that's kind of deep, right? Because we're thinking as fighters, as survivors, right, that we're going to keep holding our space. Nothing is going to bring us down. We're going to keep doing what it is we're doing, and we're going to keep doing it well. And the universe was coming in and saying, listen, you've done a great job. You've held your own. This is no longer serving you. It's time to relight that fire, that passion, that drive. And that can be really intimidating. And so then our physical self, right, this physical vessel that we're in, some might call it a body, is like, well, this is the way I've been doing it for all this time. This is the way I have to keep doing it, and I'm going to get the results I need, right? And so universe is like, no, this is no longer serving you. And it's tough to let go of that. It is tough to let go of it. It's tough to acknowledge it. And it's tough to feel like, well, I've only had a year. I've only had 2 years. I've got more to offer. And the universe is like, it's not what it is you have to offer. It's what you have to gain. Right? Because we don't look at it like that. We look at it as what it is we're contributing, what else we can contribute, and how strong we are. And the universe is like, no, 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 no. You're too strong to be where you are. It's time to make you stronger. We don't look at it that way. So don't look at it as failure. Don't look at it as you couldn't fight the fight. Don't look at it as the man got you down or whatever else may be out there, right? You're misunderstood, whatever. It's not about that. The universe is telling us, and the same thing we heard for Lisa, the universe is like, it's not going to be a problem getting the schedule because you're willing to sacrifice the time, you're willing to sacrifice the sleep, you're willing to... That's not at all the problem for Lisa. Universe is like, no, 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 no. When you're on fire, when you're in your space, when your soul is glowing, right, not everyone has the capacity or the understanding or the experience even to appreciate the glow, to appreciate the light, to appreciate the warmth, right? And we don't think about it like that. We just imagine and assume that everyone is going to have our best interest at heart, want us to do what it is we do, and as long as it works in their schedule, then it's all great, right? And the universe is like, no, when your light starts to glow a different color, not everyone is used to that. Not everyone is comfortable with it, and not everyone will support it. So this is what we're seeing, what we get to keep in mind, right? That being said, my dear loves, we have someone on chat, Woot Woot. This is an awesome option if you can't call in, to post your question. And the question is, I have to relocate from Central Florida to Clearwater, St. Pete, Sarasota. I'll need affordable housing and employment. What do the cards see for me? All right, my love. So let me make sure I'm clear on this. You're saying you have to relocate from Central Florida. You'll need affordable housing and employment. Okay, my love. So what I'm getting, Jules, if I may call you, what I'm getting for you, my dear, is that you're wanting to know if this is going to come together for you, if this is going to happen for you, because I get your have to's. I'm seeing that it's coming through. Let me see. What does it look like for you? Oh, there's a lot of elements that are coming through in that question, my dear. Let me just look and see what the cards want to say for you as far as how it looks. Timing is something that's coming up for you. And I hear you saying, I have to relocate. The cards are saying, not 110%. So, Jules, I hear you saying, I have to. The cards are saying, well, there may be or there's a possibility of resolution somewhere in there. Because they have to is really standing out for you, Julia. And the universe is saying, we're not at that place yet. But that being said, on the flip side, Jules, is that a new idea, a new venture, a new approach, new elements, new is what's coming through for you. And they're also talking about abundance for you, my dear. So I get what you're saying, a perfect storm, everything needs to come together at the same time to make all this happen. I also get, Julia, that you're worried about finances. And I get, too, that you are doing what you need to do on your end to make things or to influence things to come together, especially in your favor, right? Comes through as you're being pretty diligent with whatever it is you need to consider or apply for. You're also thinking about transit. You're doing a great job of mapping things out, right? But there's only so much you can do, Jules. And I get that's coming through for you too. And you know your limitations. And that's more about what you've got going on. Okay, so it's your desire. Whew, thank you, social media. So it's your desire. So that being said, my love, I hear you saying desire. Let me see. This just in, dear Jules, I get that you want to. Let me see. Because you're asking about water and being near water. So, Julia, and I say, and I share these cards with you because they'll be insightful. You're coming up with the Wheel of Fortune and the Hanged Man, my love. So there's still some indecision and uncertainty there. It can have to do with where you're going to land, but also why you want to move, and does it have to be specific to that area? But it does feel like there's another element that's there. So that being said, my dear, in a perfect world, latitude, longitude, where would you land? In a perfect world without anything in your way, finances, anything in your way, where would that be? Right? And that's more of what's coming up for you, number one. Number two, keep doing what it is you're doing, my dear, as far as doing your homework, saving up for the move, any of that type of stuff that you're doing in preparation is good. It's going to serve you, right? So keep an eye out. Keep, again, applying, get creative, do what you're doing because that is going to work for you. The other thing that's coming, awesome. The other thing that's coming through for you, let's see. Okay, Julia, so you've got to reach out to me so we can expand on this. What's also coming through for you, my love, you're coming through as a free spirit. And when I say free spirit, I don't mean that in the typical, stereotypical way that we have used the word free spirit. You come through as traveling and being comfortable with traveling And so you're asking me about moving, but you almost come through in the cards as not being in one place for a long amount of time. So you could be in Florida for a couple of years. You could be maybe even in a different country for a couple of years and float back to the States, maybe float across the water again. You come through, A, as a traveler. When I say free spirit, you home is where you are. Home is where you make it is how you come through, right, Julia? And so for you, that's kind of, especially if you're an air sign, that'd be really interesting. So for you, it's almost like, what do you want to do when you're there? Is it truly just to have peace and experience the ocean and salt water, or is it for another reason? You also come through as being a good friend, someone that makes friends and connections quickly, and you serve. And so if you really wanted to get creative, looking at opportunities, if it's just you and you can pick up and leave, looking to where or what volunteer opportunities might be out there that would allow you to travel and still serve, but travel. So you get to feel and flame your soul and what you're supposed to do and what moves you, and you almost get to pay your way without the same obligations as finances, right? So there's a lot of creativity, a lot of fire around you. So Jules, keep doing what you're doing as far as preparing. The biggest thing for you that comes up is not getting too hung up on XYZ has to happen in order to start A, because that's not necessarily the case for you. You might actually land somewhere and then stuff starts to come together, or land somewhere with the awareness that parts B and C won't come together until 6 months later or 3 months later. So, yeah. Oh, my love, Jules. Yeah, you've got a lot of energy. You come through, Jules, as a dandelion, my love, where you can plant yourself, right? The wind doesn't hinder you, and it just makes you more and more of who and what you are. And you get to connect with more people. You get to contribute, right? So you get to leave this legacy, this awareness. Oh, my love, reach out to me when you can, 234-97-TAROT, my dear, because there's a lot more to your story and to your life that's coming through. And we don't usually see the cards like this. So, my love, this beautiful Eight of Rods is coming up for you. This Nine of Cups is coming up for you. Again, Wheel of Fortune, Hanged Man. These are all really powerful cards. Jules, beautiful question. Catch up if you can, 234-97-TAROT. And we can expand more specifically, like I said, on a weekly, on your options, on how likely it looks, how favorable it looks. Thank you so much, Jules. You're an earth sign. Look at you bring. That explains your stability and your process and procedure that works for you. Oh, my love, you just afford yourself the opportunity to do this. Feels like you're a little stuck right now. So reach out to me, Jules, and we can expand on that. Thank you so much for joining, guys. Don't forget to post your question and chat. I know it's a little one-sided this way, but we can still get to it. That being said, my dears, I do believe we have another caller on standby. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, this is Tina. Who is this?
Andrea.
Hey, Andrea, where are you calling in from?
Virginia.
Virginia, my dear. Well, thanks for staying up and tuning in. What's on your mind?
Well, I had three really great interviews. I was offered one of them with the HOA, and then they came back and said that I had to meet with the board. Then the board said
okay.
No, so I went back to the company, to the corporate, and he said, well, let me see what I can do. And then I got an email mm-hmm. today saying that maybe they're going to go in different directions, but there may be someone leaving. I could replace that person. So I don't know if that job's still available or the other two mm-hmm. or something completely different.
Okay, so you had three interviews. The first one you're asking about is the HOA, where they
yeah.
came back and said different direction, and then someone emailed
yeah.
you and something may be, a window may be open at this point.
Yeah, yeah. That was actually, I got an offer, and they said, oh, wait, there's one more step. I have to meet with the board. I met with the board, and they came back and said, no, they want someone with more experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back, mm-hmm. and they said, well, let me see what I can do. And then he I got an email from him today saying the board wants to go, I guess, maybe a different direction or something, but someone may be leaving that I could replace that person. So I don't know.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So let's look, Andrea, and see.
Okay.
Let's look and see high level what they want to say about this HOA gig and just where it is right now, because it's not just your energy here, it's someone else's that you're saying would kind of influence what you got going on.
Right.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what's coming through. Plain and simple is yes, this HOA gig can definitely be a possibility for you, right? So I'm not at all saying to write it off, because the cards are coming back and saying yes, this is a definite opportunity, and it'd be good for you. Like they're saying, it would kind of fit all your criteria right now, and it does. It does look good for you. The hang-up is this person that may leave, if they do, I'm not getting it to be anytime soon. And by soon, I'm getting like 3 to 6 months, maybe even a year. Like I'm getting it to be a little bit lengthier than what you feel comfortable waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow? So I'm not saying it's not going to happen, because it's definitely there. But it's just really tough to see and know what's going to move them. And then let's just say they do put it in a resignation, I don't know, a month from now. It could extend for the next 3 months, right? And so even though that job should be yours theoretically in a month, it could be another 4 before it all comes together for you, or before it's legitimately open again. Do you follow?
Right, but I don't have something else by then.
You said what?
And I'll have a different job by then by the time they say,
right,
oh,
like
we
want
you.
Not getting it
I'll have another job by then.
I'm getting it to be that you just wouldn't feel comfortable waiting for it. So,
oh, no, I can't afford to wait 4 months. I have a mortgage to pay.
You've got stuff going on. So that's the thing, as great, and like I said, as great as the opportunity is, and the type of match that it is for you is definitely there, right? But just the hanging on and the waiting and the uncertainty of this other person leaving, just you'll be like, all right, I'm going to it's like waiting for the restroom. Oh, my gosh, they're taking way too long. I'm just going to go to the other one. So, and then you eventually do. So let's look and see about you and looking for work. So you mentioned these other two jobs that you said you applied for.
Yes, I had really good interviews. One is another HOA and one is like an investigation company.
Okay. And are you waiting to hear back from them, or has it been some time?
Yes,
since you
waiting to hear back.
Okay. Let's just look at this HOA one for you, this other HOA, and then let's just look at the investigation and let me see what they want to say. I'm going to say what's coming through for this first, and it feels like more wants to come through for you, but let me just see here. Okay. So this other HOA one that you mentioned feels really good for you as well. Like, I get that you want it, and I feels like they're using the word transition for you. And I can't tell what's so pivotal about this, but it does come through as pivotal for you, right? Let me look at this investigation. Mm-hmm. What are they saying about the investigation? Well, there's definitely energy on both of these, right? So you're heading in the right directions as far as interviews and applications. That's all good. You're making good decisions and moving towards what moves you, right? So this investigation feels like you're going to need to go for or through more than one interview, right? And it almost feels
three.
Like you did have three?
Yeah, I had three.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I'll tell you what, yeah, you've got to show your stuff. And it almost feels like even though you did have all these interviews, it almost feels like there's another aspect or element to your experience or to you that remains to be seen. And I don't know if that means as far as resume goes or personality or something about you, but you've got this great balance about you, and you've got this experience about you, and you've got this ability to kind of, they're using the word chameleon, to fit into any role and do anything. But they're talking about your stability and how that's seen and recognized. So that looks really good for you. It feels like there might be something else that's either missing or that remains to be seen for you so they can call you back. Has it been a little bit since you interviewed with them?
Yeah, I went interviewed last week, but one of the girls who works there sent me a message saying that the contract they were supposed to get fell through, so that position is no longer available. But I haven't heard it directly from the company yet. I heard it from her, so I don't know if it's really true or not.
Right. The only thing I can say about that is, and I don't know what this is for you, but you can think on it. There's another aspect of you that isn't seen. And I don't know what that is, because I don't know what you presented. But in your heart of hearts, if there's anything that you feel like, and I mean like to the point of underwater basket weaving or whatever, something that just never came up in the interviews that you could present as a reason to follow up, but almost like hook again and put that out in the water as a way to connect and not your basic, hey, just following up, thanks for your time, keep me in mind. But something that you would really have to offer that would be almost invaluable. And I don't mean to manipulate them because you are who you are, but it just feels like there's some aspect of yourself that still isn't recognized. And maybe you shot a free throw at the Lakers game and you have, I don't know, but something that could move them just a little bit further, because I do get you being really good and solid for this, but something would really have to move them at this point. And then as far as the HOA, my love, let me see. That one seems to really connect with you.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
5 minutes from my house, good pay, good benefits. So that's why I was really disappointed. So, but you know what? Things happen.
Yeah, you know, they do. And I'll tell you what, my dear, you've got this beautiful death card that's surfacing for you. So, you know, you're not going to keep waiting. You're going to keep moving. So just
of course,
you feel good with that. And that role feels good with you. Just, it's not so much you, it's just, we got to let that other thing, that other person, you know, shift out of, it's almost like your line of sight, shift out of your line of sight. So you and the job can see each other. Cause right now they're in your way.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well,
thank you so much
thank
for
the message. And I'll let you, I'll follow up and let you know how it goes.
Please let me know. Shoot me a text and just let me know how it goes. I'll be curious to hear. And then we can expand on it.
All right. I will. Thank you.
All right, my dear. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Julia, my love, thank you so much for your post and message. I am so, so glad to hear you appreciated the reading. Andrew, my love, woo, so much energy around you too. Oh my gosh, it's not even right now for us. Things that are moving us, like money or career or education, it is our energy that's moving us, right? And we love to think about it in the way of, well, I need to make more money, so I need to find a new job, and then XYZ is a consideration. And the universe is like, no, 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 no. It is time to expand your beingness, your aura, your space. So you've got to take another job because it's time to expand who and what you are. We like to think about it as, we need to find another job because I'm not getting paid enough. But consider that. Why are you not getting paid enough? If we want to get really specific and granular, an elemental here, why are we not getting paid enough? Is it because when we started the job, let's just say we started the job and rent was $1,000 and utilities and extra fund was another $1,000. So that's $2,000 a month. And we got this new job, we were making, we'll say twice as much, $4,000, right? Awesome. 2 years go by, 3 years go by, and we're still living in the same home. We still have the same utilities, right? And now we're like, well, I need to make more money. But why do you need to make more money? That's the question, right? Let's look at it. Why? And if you look and consider this, if you look on paper, well, now I have a new car. Well, now I'm going to an acupuncturist and a nutritionist. And I'm buying food that is grass-fed, not mass-produced. I make my own food at home. I'm enriching my life with painting classes, right? And so that's what universe is saying. We look at it as, I need another job because I need to make more money. break it down and appreciate why you need to make more money. Not because your rent is any more expensive, not because your commute is any more expensive gas-wise or bus ticket-wise or train-wise, right? You're expanding your beingness. When you started the job, you weren't taking painting classes. You weren't eating grass-fed. You weren't going to culinary classes. You weren't taking a second or third language. You weren't volunteering your time. And so universe is like, you got to look at this. This is what's moving you. Not money, not taxes. We're not going to talk about that. You are expanding who and what you are. You're tapping into what feeds your soul. Right? We get in that habit of looking at what is being taken from us, in quotes, versus what we're receiving in response. Right? So let's just talk about your painting class. When you started the job, you weren't taking painting. 2 years later, your job isn't fulfilling you the way it was. And so you picked up painting to help feed your soul and express yourself. Well, so your painting class is an hour and a half. And it's 15 minutes one way and 15 minutes back. So that's 2 hours of your time. And it's once every 2 weeks and then a three-day class on 1 weekend a month, right? So that's 4 hours plus another three, which is 7 hours. You're giving this because you're receiving so much more. Not a problem. It's a little on the expensive side because your teacher is great. Limited spacing. This is the first time you really started painting and really resonated with this teacher. And you can learn from her. So you're like, all right, I'm going to do this. And so you pay the deposit. And then you pay as you go. You're on the plan, right? You're not giving. No one's taking anything from you. You're giving this because what you receive is far greater. Then you complete your first piece. You love it. It's feeding your soul. You have a gift. Your teachers acknowledge it. Your classmates have acknowledged it. You bring that piece home. Friends, family, it is you. It is an expression of the words that you don't have to use to share with this world. Your expression is coming out through your painting. This is what feeds your soul. This is what is priceless, right? So again, it's not that your teacher was taking money from you. It's not that the gas station is taking gas from you or requiring you to pay more. You're giving all this because you're expanding who you are, expanding your space, right? So just keep that in mind when you're looking for another job and thinking, oh, I got to get another job because I need to. No, it's not about making more money. It's about expanding who and what your soul is in this physical vessel that we call a body. Right? I do believe we have time for one more call, my dear, if you're there. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Tina.
Hello?
You're on the air with Tina. Who is this?
Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. What's on your mind?
I had a problem with work today. I know that we're at the end. My boss said that if we didn't make, we have a promotion coming up, we were all, she said that we had to. And I said, are you saying we're going to be fired? She said we were going to be fired. I don't know if she meant me or her. And I was wondering if you see anything.
So, yeah, we do just have a couple minutes for this. But what I hear you saying is you were told that if this promo didn't make its numbers or whatever the case is, you're wondering if your job is actually in jeopardy.
Yes.
Oh, let me see what I want to say about that, Debbie. Let me just get a high level here. We might go into that.
Thank you.
So is your
Yeah. I feel like my vibration went down.
Yeah, that's a lot to hold.
It was a lot yesterday. I was so good. It was almost like a test.
So is your job in jeopardy? Two things are coming through, but are you really digging this job where you are? Is it more just security and experience?
I'm looking, but I don't want to leave like that.
Yeah, no, I got it. The reason I ask is because this is coming through right now, my love. So I did ask if your job is in jeopardy, and what the cards came back and said is you were calling it a test, so I'm kind of chuckling because the universe came back and said, well, what would happen if it was in jeopardy? What would really move you? So I'm getting that to be kind of like a fear or a concern. It does feel like it's time for you to move and transition. So you're right on that.
Okay.
The cards are saying that you genuinely can put some more energy into this look, into this search. You also come through, my love, is really intuitive, really connected to people, really creative, really experienced. And it does feel like this is going to be a shift for you, too. And I get that you don't want to go out this way, but they're also talking about home life is coming up. No, I get that. I get that. And home life is coming up for you for some reason. So I don't know if this transition that's shaken down or kind of starting to, rumble, so to speak, if that's going to impact your home life. But that keeps surfacing. And when we're looking at what's going on for you, home is what's coming up for you. So yes, there's transition around you. I'm not getting to be as ominous as you walk in and get a pink slip, but universe does want you to be a little more vigorous and engaging with your search.
Okay. You don't have a timeline that, I mean.
Timeline for what?
Well, it sounds like I'm being like I have a time limit.
Yeah.
Because if you said,
I don't want you to feel like, you're going to get booted, and I don't want this to be ominous, but it does feel like transition is around you. So
okay.
I'm not getting you being booted. Is anything going on for you at home as far as transition, significant other, anything like that?
Yeah, well, it's funny because it was so hard at work, and then I came home and my mother is just, she was hard. She reminds me of the manager that told me that today. And she wants me to find a place, a house for us to buy, but I don't even know about what I'm telling you about, and she's just on me, because she's scared too. And so I have it at work and I have it at home, and it takes a lot of work for me to keep me up high,
Yes, I do get that. Timeline. Let me see if they want to give me a number. Hold on. Time is one of those things that universe doesn't like to speak on. But, I'll tell you what, Andrea, it feels like you've got, I'm saying it feels like you've got some time, even though it's a funny word to use. They are saying, I'll tell you what, it feels like within 6 months, by the middle of next year, by June of next year, you will be in your new place and space.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
people are pushing me though, and I'm trying, and I can't go. I'm like, I feel like other people want me to move fast.
Yes, and here's the thing too, and I know I have to let you go, but here's the thing too: is your cards are coming up with you can only do so much, and that's you're coming up with this Eight of Swords. You can only do so much. That's it. Like this is it, and it feels like that's a really big thing that's coming up for you right now. And so I say that because if you're tapping into your reserves consistently, that's just not going to keep working for you. It's like using that spare tire every time. Eventually that spare is going to go out because it was never meant to be used in a regular setting, right? And so your spare, my love, is going to start to run out. And then everything that you're holding, you already know how this goes. So, yes, that's what the cards are saying. It is really time, genuine time, to start looking and moving. But by June of next year, you will absolutely be settled in.
Okay. Oh, I definitely will be gone by then, I would think. I mean, I thought it was like this month or next month. Oh, okay.
Well, listen, my love, we have to complete our call, but you catch back. I'm sorry, I called you. You catch
thank
back
you.
Up with me when you can, and we can expand on it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, my dear. Take care. Oh, my love. Oh.
Thank you for, just like we kicked off the show, reinforcing, supporting knowledge, faith, love, light. That is you as a listener, as a person. Thank you for holding the faith in what it is we do in these vessels that we call bodies on this earth. It is to find, to be, to reconnect with the soul that is us, and then to find our other friends, families, light, loves that can be hidden in this vessel we call a body, right? Difficult to find that light when it's hidden in a body. And all of these calls this evening have been about that, getting back to that light and letting that light shine so others can see it. You want to catch up with me one-on-one? Let's do that. You can call or text 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. Follow me on New Age Guild blog at Talk Radio. Look us up on Facebook. You can find me at I Hear Tarot. I will be here next week. Until we speak again, take care. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.